The Occupy Wall Street protests lack more than just a unified message. They have no centralized control either. But the protests do share a common spark, one that seems to have originated with a disillusioned ad man. NPR's Martin Costi has the story.
The Occupy protests seem to have come out of nowhere, but the early participants, like John Garcia in Seattle, point to a very specific catalyst.
I get Adbusters, so that's how I heard about it.
Adbusters is an anti-consumerism magazine based in Vancouver, British Columbia. This summer, it proposed a September 17th occupation of Wall Street, and the idea caught on. Adbusters doesn't claim any control over the protests, and it wouldn't give NPR an interview because it doesn't want to overshadow the movement. It sees itself more as an idea shop. It's sort of an anti-advertising firm, which takes special glee in creating fake ads.
What's great about the iPhone is that if you want to track the whereabouts of your mate 24 hours a day, every day, there's an app for that. Let's say you suspect your mate is cheating and want to administer a polygraph test. There's an app for that.
This is what Adbusters calls culture jamming, turning slogans and logos against the advertisers. So Joe Camel becomes Joe Chemo, and the McDonald's logo dances around as a guy takes a squeamish sniff of his burger. Matt Sore is an associate professor of communications at Montreal's Concordia University, and he says this is an effective way to get people, especially young people, thinking about how the economy really works.
For some people who may be in, for instance, high school, it seems very, very daring to take one of these hallowed brands and either put it on the computer in Photoshop or to, you know, print it out and start cutting it up on the table to talk back, to subvert it. I think it's a profoundly important first step.
Sore has been following Adbusters since the mid-90s when he ran across the group on a trip to Vancouver and briefly volunteered on the magazine. Adbusters' leader then, as now, was an Estonian named Kalle Lassen, a puckish former advertising executive with a heavy conscience.
I have a feeling that right now this human experiment on planet Earth is hitting the wall in many, many ways.
This is Lassen in 2006, speaking to an audience of fellow advertising professionals, graphic designers in this case, lamenting the environmental and psychological cost of modern capitalism, he laid special responsibility on the shoulders of advertising professionals.
We are the cool makers and the cool breakers. We are the people who create the look of a magazine. We are the people who create the feeling and the tone of television or the give and take of the internet. More than any other profession, I think that we have the power to change the world.
I think it's a relatively constrained kind of power. I don't think it's an unbridled power.
Again, Matt Sore at Concordia University.
I think this is where I disagree with Kalle when he talks about graphic designers and art directors being, you know, the avant-garde in a culture-jamming revolution. I think we can get a little bit carried away with hyperbole around this stuff, just as we encounter every day the hyperbole of the market.
Still, Sore says, there is a history of advertising skills coming to the aid of politics. He points to the effective slogans and symbols of the ACT UP campaign for government action on AIDS in the late 80s. And, as evidenced by the continued scene in Lower Manhattan, Kalle Lassen and Adbusters have certainly shown that they know how to launch a campaign. Martin Costi, NPR News.